So now just sitting in the body, being aware of the effect of the Kabbalistic cross, of the middle pillar and the circulation exercises. And bringing your attention to the center of your body, letting your senses fold inwards, moving in and down, allowing the body to be the bridge between the inner and the outer worlds. And find yourself standing in front of the doorway that leads into your house of life. Be aware of the door with its jackal head door knocker. Be aware of the house, how it appears to you this morning. Just take a moment to contemplate the doorway, the entrance, and the exterior of the house of life. And when you are ready, place your hand upon the jackal door knocker and knock three times. As you do so, the door opens and you find yourself crossing the threshold, noticing a moment of disorientation as you move into the inner, into the direct experience of the house of life. You find yourself on a small landing, noticing the spiraling stairs going upwards and downwards. And in front of you is a corridor. And we walk along this corridor, coming to an inner door, which takes us into the room of the table and the mirror. And just as before, you take your seat at the table. And as you take your seat, the room becomes more vivid, becomes clearer. You become aware that at the center of the table, there is a veiled, golden, shining object that holds within it a great sense of peace and mystery. You look upwards into the ceiling, you see a rose of white and gold and red. And from this rose, a stream of golden light pours down into the veiled vessel at the center of the table. You become aware of other figures sitting around the table with you, who are the companions of your table. And opposite you, you see the chair of the teacher. Beyond the chair, you see the great mirror, which is both silver and black. Sit for a moment at the table, commune with the companions and the teacher. Contemplate the golden grail at the center of the table. Be in your place. And after a while you look beyond the table to the mirror, and the mirror ripples and shifts and becomes an oak door with a Celtic cross carved roughly into it. And you rise from your seat at the table, walk around the table, and open the door. We find ourselves in a small chapel with an ancient stone altar, and upon the altar an ancient Celtic cross, which has the form of the equal-armed circled cross set up upon a pillar. There is a great sense of ancientness. And before, on the altar, before the cross, there is a very old bronze sword shaped like a leaf. There is a sense of great stillness and blessing, and of connecting with an ancient tradition. As we contemplate the ancient cross and the even more ancient sword, it is old and it is notched. It has the feeling of an ancient precious object. And if we feel prompted, we may hold the sword and feel its pointed nature, its sharpness, its clarity. And we may remember the ancient story of the Mab Derogon, the son of prophecy, who wields the ancient sword of light to free all prisoners. And as we hold the sword and contemplate the cross, we remember the power of the middle pillar and the four great angels. We recall the ancient pattern of this day and the seasons, and the central spindle of the universe that holds the world in balance, that enables movement and change. And we become aware that we hold in our hands the ancient sword of light, coming down from immeasurable time, that brings clarity, that opens the way, that frees all who are imprisoned, whether prisons of the body, of the mind, of the heart. The sword cuts through all that obstructs the living light. And as we contemplate the cross and the sword, we come into a new understanding of our journey, of our purpose. And holding the sword above our heads, we thrust the sword down into the altar, feeling as we do so the power of the ancient sword, passing cleanly and easily through the stone. Feeling as we do so that energy of the sword coming into our bodies, into the world. Uniting together the sword and the stone. Feeling the mystery of substance and will, of freedom and incarnation. And for a moment we contemplate this union. Knowing it is a mystery we will return to. And then we draw the sword from the stone. Salute the cross and return the sword to the altar. Feeling a renewed sense of dedication and purpose. Stepping out through the door, we find ourselves once again in the room of the table. Saluting the teacher and the companions, we leave the room, going down the short corridor, coming to the spiral stair, descending the stair that moves anti-clockwise. There's a feeling of coolness and dampness about it. We find ourselves descending deeply down into the basement of the house. Passing the landing with the room of the moon. We come into the deep room. It's like a cavern forged out of the bedrock. The floor is of basalt. And the room, while worked, is worked from living rock. In the center of the room, there is an ancient horned altar of basalt. And above the altar in the roof, there is the carved image of an almond flower. The five-pointed flower of the flowering rod. We place our hands upon the horns of the altar, feeling the dedication of the sword, feeling our service to the Grail as we do so. And as we do so, there is a great shift, as if a great light is switched on. The altar becomes shining white marble. And in the four directions, we are aware of the four great holy living creatures. In the east, there is the winged human being. In the west, the winged white eagle. In the south, there is the winged lion. In the north, the winged bull. And at the center of the altar, where we see the interlocking six-pointed stars, it is as if the stars draw back, and from deep inside the shining altar, a great pillar of rainbow light arises, striking the almond blossom, and flooding up through the house of life reinvigorating all the rooms. Reaching the top of the House of Life, reaching even to the white sun of Keter that is upon the battlements of the house. Feeling the presence of the holy living creatures, feeling the great rainbow fire rising through the house, through us. Feeling the response of the white sun as the white light of Keter descends into the heart of the rainbow light. And contemplating this light for a moment, we find our attention taken by the upward stairway. And leaving the altar, we step upon the stairway, ascending clockwise. Coming to the landing and the doorway marked with the symbol of the moon. We step inside and here find ourselves in the antechamber with the bookstand and the great book of images. And as we look at the book, the pages turn, and we are shown one image. And then we look beyond the antechamber towards the inner chamber of Yesod. And here we find the stained glass image of the magician of the tarot pack. For to step into this inner chamber, we must embrace this image of standing between earth and heaven, being the living middle pillar, being the one who works with the cup and the sword, with the wand and the coin, who works with the energies of the four archangels, the four quarters of the day, the four seasons of the year. Embracing this form, we step inwards into the foundation of life, into the room of the well and the wellspring. And here we look into the great deep of the well, and we see the great coiled energy, the serpent power within us. We see in a moment that image of the spiral and the straits. And we, as the living middle pillar, come into contact with the spiraling serpent, the great power of life. We remember the name Shaddai El Chai, the almighty living power. And just behind the well in a niche, we see the image of the Dark Madonna, veiled and mysterious, looking deep. She looks deep into the well. She looks deep into the mystery of the serpent power. And she is the Madonna, and she is Isis and Nephthys. She is the mother of life. And as we contemplate her, and as we contemplate the serpent power, we hear a great sound. Like a vibration coming from deep within us, from deep within the well, from deep within the structure of the house. We hear an ancient chant. Amma, Ima. Amen. Abma. Ima. Amen. Abma. Ima. The spiral becomes straight, the serpent awakens, the Dark Mother becomes the Bright Mother, shining and resplendent in glory. The serpent is awakened and arises, and we rise with her. Through the womb of the moon, spiraling upwards, becoming aware of the double spirals of the House of Life, spinning together now in this moment of resurrection and arising, uniting in the place of the chapel and the table, spinning upwards, taking us into the room of the cube. Meeting here in fusion and in glory. As we contemplate the cube within the cube. As we feel the presence of the white sun. As she returns. Into the crown. And in this moment we feel our feet within the basement. The moon chamber in our pelvis. The table and the mirror in our heart. The cube in our throat. And the snake and the crown in our heads. We are within the house of life. The house of life is within us. She has awakened. The house of life is now truly alive. We are within and we are without. We are here within the house of life, in the center of the mystery of the inner worlds. We are here in this room, and the house of life is within us. Let our senses open from inner to outer, that we may experience the union of inner and outer, and of being within the house of life, and the house of life being within us. Letting our senses take us now simply into the room. Be aware of your senses touching the chair that you're sitting in. Be aware of the air around you. Be aware of the sound in the room. As you breathe in, be aware of the breath of the room. And when you're ready, open your eyes and look into the room.